Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry. Well, there's been a mystifying and deadly development in the investigation into who or what motivated and maybe helped the Boston Marathon bombing suspects plan their attack. An FBI agent shot and killed a Chechen man named Ibrahim Todashev in Orlando yesterday. Now, Todashev apparently knew Tamerlan Tsarnaev, he's the older brother suspected of the Boston bombing, through the world of martial arts. Now, his friends say Todashev had no knowledge of those attacks. Listen.
All it was about is about him knowing the guy, the Tamerlan, and talking to him on the phone, I think, month before the bombing. That's it. You know what I mean? The Tamerlan, those two guys, they kept it in a secret.
That was Kusein Tamarov, a friend of Todashev's, speaking to reporters. But the FBI does say that before he was killed yesterday, Todashev confessed to an unsolved triple homicide in Waltham, Massachusetts, and that Tamerlan Tsarnaev helped with those grisly murders. For more on this story, I'm joined by Philip Martin, senior investigative reporter for The Takeaway's partner, WGBH in Boston. Hi, Philip.
Yeah, Todd, how are you? I think twisted is a good way to describe this story.
And so we have to start in Florida. FBI agents, state troopers, and others were in the apartment, apparently, of Ibrahim Todashev questioning him. Then what happened?
Well, this was a surprising development. I do know that the FBI and state police here in Massachusetts have been all over the country talking to people connected in various ways to the bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev and his brother Johar. And what happened in Florida is that the FBI went to question this Chechen man, Ibrahim Todashev, who has connections with Tsarnaev here in the Boston area. They basically were practicing mixed martial arts at the Y Crew gym, which is a very well-known martial arts studio, not far from WGBH's studios, in fact. FBI and the state police went to question him, and they, according to the FBI, things were going along well. During the questioning, at some point, Todashev admitted or was said to admit to taking part in this unsolved triple murder in Waltham, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston, a very grisly murder where the three suspects were stabbed in the throat. Marijuana was left on their bodies, as was $5,000 left in the open. And when this happened, the FBI said that the suspect, the person of interest, I should say, Mr. Todashev, suddenly pulled out a knife, according to the FBI, and started to attack the FBI agent, who reached for his revolver and reportedly shot the suspect.
Now, the FBI says that before they shot and killed him because the interview turned violent, that Todashev acknowledged a hand in this grisly triple murder, and that Tsarnaev helped him. Now, this wasn't the first that we had heard that Tsarnaev was suspected of having helped in that murder. I've certainly heard implications of that in the past, but this seems to be the strongest evidence to date that that is, in fact, the case, that he helped in this grisly triple murder.
Well, Todd, again, a lot of this won't be ascertained until the forensics are in and there's more until the Middlesex County District Attorney, which is leading this investigation with the FBI, until their findings are made. But you're right. This is very, very strong suggestion that what had been suspected by family members of the deceased, that he may have played a role. They brought this to the attention of the FBI and the state police after this unsolved murder had gone on for a year and a half, and after the Boston Marathon bombing, because they knew that Tsarnaev was close friends with Brendan Mest. And so they suggested that the FBI take a closer look. This was after the bombing. When they did, they see a number of things had been dripping out. Let me put it this way. The case remained absolutely baffling to individuals. Jack Cole, a retired New Jersey State Police officer, now living in the Boston area, well, he didn't work on this case. He points to his 14 years as an undercover narcotics detective for perspective.
If what is true about the three victims being found on the floor with marijuana sprinkled all over their bodies and $5,000 in plain view left there, that's pretty unusual for anybody that's dealing in drugs to do those sort of things.
So he suspected something other than just a drug deal. The FBI says that Todashev implicated himself in Tsarnaev, Philip Martin, but the authorities there in Waltham, Massachusetts, don't consider this case closed, right?
Oh, far from it. They feel they need to look a lot deeper into the background of the deceased, both Tsarnaev and now Todashev. But they also have to check forensic evidence to see how this matches up. One of the other baffling aspects of this case, and the reason the former district attorney, Jerry Leone, suggested at the time of the homicide that it had to be several people, is because of the individuals in question. All of them were connected largely by martial arts, obviously not by religion. Brendan Mess was a martial artist, a mixed martial artist, and his friend Raphael Tekin, one of the dead men, was also a mixed martial artist, and they were in great shape. Here's what Gary McKenzie says, who's a Waltham City Councilor who represents the neighborhood where the murders took place, said about his friend Raphael Tekin.
You could see that he was in shape. Even in the winter, when he had a jacket on, you could see that the young man was muscular. So that says a lot about the murders. I think three young, you know, healthy, strong young men were taken out quietly. It had to have been either several men or assassins.
Philip, seems like in this case there are just as many questions opened as have been answered. What looks like a drug deal also took place on September 11th, and there are just a lot more questions to be answered about this murder that Tamerlan Tsarnaev is apparently connected to.
Multiple questions, including the relationship between, again, Tsarnaev and Todashev in relationship to mixed martial arts and relationship to this brutal killing in Waltham. Did, in fact, they do it? That's the mystery.
A grisly and strange twist in the unfolding story of the Boston bombings. Philip Martin, senior investigative reporter for The Takeaway's partner at WGBH in Boston, thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd.